From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Farrah Hutkins. The home of Miami's first black millionaire is now open to the public. Dana A. Dorsey built his two-story home in Overtown. He was what today would be considered a real estate mogul. Dorsey also was a philanthropist in Miami's black community. The Black Archives History and Research Foundation of South Florida restored the 1920s-era home and will use it as a museum to document Dorsey's life and to host cultural events. Timothy Barber is executive director of the Black Archives. He spoke to WLRN's Nadege Green.
Dana A. Dorsey was a central figure here in Miami, and he would ultimately become one of the first African-American millionaires in Miami and across the South. Tell us a bit more about who he was and what you've uncovered about him.
Dana Dorsey, came from Quitman, Georgia. And then we do know that Dana moved to Palatka, Florida. He left Palatka for whatever reasons. He departed and came to Miami, probably like everyone else would come to Miami because it was a brand new booming city. When he came to Miami, he began to amass his fortune in real estate deals. He began to buy property, sell property, rent property. And it amassed to be well over $1 million, which made him the first black millionaire in Miami. Since then, we know that Dorsey donated land for the city park that's named Dorsey Park today. We do know that Dorsey donated the first black library, which is the Dorsey Library, which is right across the street from Dorsey Park.
And what was the climate like then, specifically for black business owners and just black enterprise?
Well, it was during a time of climate in our history where blacks were not allowed to mingle with whites, where blacks were designated to a certain area of the city that's separate from white. Just as white people traveled to Miami because it was a tourist destination, financially capable and wealthy black people traveled to Miami. And there were needs that blacks had, what blacks were demanded to do by unwritten Jim Crow laws, that they had to spend their money in, you know, black establishments.
Now, he owned property not just here in Miami. He owned property as far north as Fort Lauderdale. He owned property in the Bahamas, yes, and in Cuba as well. But a very well-known property he owned was Fisher Island here in Miami Beach. What was his dream for Fisher Island and why did he sell it?
The purpose that he wanted to do is he wanted to build a colored resort because during this time of Jim Crow, blacks were not allowed to even swim at the beach, get in the water, let alone. So his whole purpose was to establish a black resort because he knew that, you know, just like wealthy white people, there were wealthy black people. And I'd like to thank the Miami Daily Metropolis for putting it on their front page. And it says it, you know, Negro buys one-third of the keys to erect a colored resort. And I said that was the alarm sent out to let them know that, hey, while you're sleeping, there's a wealthy black man that's about to change the face of our area or their area at the time. There was some issues where he could not build and expand Fisher Island. One, I know notably that it was on the east side of the railroad track, and we know that Flagler designated the east side of the railroad tracks for white people and the west side for black people. And I think it was very difficult for Dorsey to get the people and the manpower that he needed to get over to that island on a regular basis to get this island prepared for a resort that he then sold the island to Carl Fisher.
When we talk about preserving black history, specifically local black history, people like D.A. Dorsey, what can we do to make sure that these stories are not lost within community memory?
So if there's a repository that's housing this information, the best thing that you can do if you do have that information is to donate it to the collection here at the Black Archives so that it can be preserved for years to come. If you have any knowledge or histories, coming by and meeting with our archivists to document the things that you know is essential to the survival of the history of people of color.
Timothy Barber, executive director of the Black Archives, speaking with WLRN's Nadege Green. The Dorsey home also will feature a room honoring Barack Obama, the first black president, and it will show the works of Overtown artist Purvis Young. You can read more at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Farrah Hutkins.